A Worldwide Communion Sunday Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rehm, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on October 6, 1985, entitled, The Church, A Sign of Newness. The text for the sermon is Isaiah 65, verse 17. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
Church is a sign of newness in the world. It's a sign of the new creation in the midst of the old world that's passing away and that has the sign of death over it. And on this Worldwide Communion Sunday, we take one day in the year to say to the world what is not apparent, but is nonetheless essentially true, and that is that the church is one. The divisions of the church are the scandal of Christianity, and we're all involved in the tragedy of our dividedness. But many churches around the world take this one occasion to join together in worldwide communion in order to say at least once in the year that we know better than our behavior, that we understand ourselves to be better than our concrete life demonstrates. We confess to the world that our dividedness is our sin, and that only in our unity is the possibility for the purposes of God to be realized. Newness, that's God's business. He creates newness, and He is creating newness in the world. And we as the people of God are to be a sign of that newness. We in our community life, as well as in our individual existence, are called to be a sign of an alternative possibility. An alternative possibility to that which seems so obvious in the world. Isaiah gives us this marvelous vision. What a dreamer he was. What a dreamer indeed. He becomes the spokesman for God and he speaks the vision. New heavens, new earth, marvelous conditions. No longer will an infant die in his infancy. 3 weeks ago, my father died at 88. One always grieves the loss of one dear, but there's no tragedy there. There had been 70 years, 40 years, and then 8 more. There was completeness, ripeness, rightness. But when an infant dies, then we say, that's not right. There's something abnormal about that. But in the new creation, no infant will die in his infancy. There are children born all over this world to futility and calamity. But in the new kingdom, our prophet tells us in the vision that children will not be raised to calamity. And people will not labor in futility. How contrasting is the vision with the real world of which we're a part. In our own lives, enough brokenness to go around, enough darkness, enough pain. Few of us go through unscathed very long. Sometime or other, we are marked and we are scarred. And we are a part and parcel of that old world, that old creation that is passing away, that has death written over it. Isaiah is a dreamer. A dreamer. He talks about a world that doesn't exist. But he talks about a world that is coming to be. He lives by faith. He sees the vision. And he speaks the vision so that the people of God have always been those people who have lived as a part of an age in hope of another age. As a part of a world order that was passing away, filled with brokenness and darkness. Always also conscious of being citizens of another world and another kingdom. And the church is a sign of newness. Signed in our individual lives. Signed in our community life and existence. When people walk in the crop walk in order to feed the hungry, they are a sign to the world. And the compassion of God becomes concrete. When Mexico is devastated by what the whole world speaks of, ironically, as an act of God, God's people respond. Compassion flows. And when we distribute to our children these little seed bags with kernels of corn, we are trying to teach them that they are not their own and they are not to live unto themselves. But they are to laugh with those that laugh and weep with those that weep and become the tangible expression of the love of God in this world that is characterized by just the opposite. Ah, Isaiah, you dreamer, talking about a world that never has been. Will it ever be? Gorbachev comes to Paris and begins to posture and to maneuver in preparation for his meeting with Reagan, and Reagan responds, and we know that point and counterpoint are carefully calculated in order to bring them to the bargaining table where the fragile world peace will be discussed. And we know that each will be looking for the advantage of his own cause and his own nation. And we know that the peace that does exist is a peace that is constantly threatened by hostility and the rustling and the bristling of rockets at the ready. That's the real world. And it's not only the conflict between the great ideological divide and the nations of the world, not only the economic competition of the world, but it's in our own hearts too. Dog eat dog. So often, the old world, characterized by a kind of narcissistic self-concern and self-love and pursuit of one's own selfish intention. And in the midst of that, there's a community of people who make a decision and order their lives to provide an alternative and to be a sign of the new creation. Of people who die to themselves and in their community life provide a sign to the world of another possibility of living in love by grace. The church is a sign of newness. It is often our mistake that we think it is also our responsibility to create the newness. That's when we get into trouble. We cannot create the newness. We cannot bring it about. That is God's task. It is God who will bring His kingdom in. We are to be signs. If we are not aware of what it means simply to be the sign, and if we take it upon ourselves to be the executor, then we get involved in all of the damage that religious fanaticism has been involved in through the centuries. If it is my responsibility not only to be a sign of that newness, but to affect that newness, then I'll be a dangerous person parading up and down the earth. And there's a lot of bad religion and a lot of dangerous religious community that fails to see that the new creation is God's work, and that it is called rather to be the sign of it. The sign of it. Waiting on God for God's good pleasure and in His own time. That time that is surely coming when the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. Just a sign. A community gathered through love, by grace, becoming the instrument of compassion, making the love of God concrete and tangible in the midst of a hopeless world under the sign of death. The church, a sign of newness, sustaining its life here with the cup and the bread, hearing Jesus say, "It is for you," and knowing that Isaiah's vision is not simply the idle fancy of a dreamer, but is the confident hope of the man of God who sees the world that is coming to be and will surely come in God's good time. In the meantime, remember, until He comes, take heart. You are a sign of the miracle that God is working in the midst of His world.